You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
Hey guys, welcome to The Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse Jannity here in studio. Before we get started, you know we need our dance break. I'm joined in studio by Sean Allen.
What's up?
And unfortunately, Queen couldn't be here, so you know I had to call the homie, Miss Camilla Poindexter.
What's up, everybody?
She's back from her busy schedule to join us, y'all. This bitch, you've been everywhere. You was traveling to Miami at the Revolt Conference.
Yes.
You was at Neo's birthday party. You filming music videos. You on TV.
I gotta keep working. That's Girl. Part of the industry, right?
Well, I appreciate you coming in here.
Of course,
and
I love
some time.
Being here.
All right, we have a lot to talk about, though. I'm really excited. We couldn't even have a musical guest today because we got too much to talk about.
Shade in the shade room.
I mean, it's just shade all over the place. Let's start with the first one. We got Tyga. I mean, I thought Young Money was like a camp. I thought they was clicking. I thought everyone was riding for each other. Well.
It looks a little different on Twitter.
That's not the case.
It's not the case. Tyga, in a recent interview, spoke about Young Money and said, "Nah, I tend to distance myself from them. I'm trying to go independent. I don't really get along with Drake. I don't really get along with Nicki." And then he elaborates with this. "I don't like Drake as a person. He's just fake to me. I like his music. You know what I'm saying? I think his music is good, but we're all different people. We were forced together, and it was kind of like we were forcing relationships together. It is what it is, but I've been friends with Chris Brown for 6 years. That's a genuine friend. We hang out all the time. He lives up the street from me, so we don't just do music. But I think being signed to Young Money, everybody felt that they had to force a relationship because Wayne put us together. I joined Young Money because of Wayne, not because of Drake, not because of Nicki. It was because of my relationship with Wayne." Drake and Nicki have not spoken out on this, but apparently I can't with the internet world. But they're saying that Drake is shading Tyga subliminally by liking Blak China's pictures. If Drake is really at home, like...
But you know what? People are catty like that.
Are.
So somebody probably is sitting there like...
Drake emotional. Drake is emotional.
Yes, he is definitely an emotional character.
Tyga, I mean, China, you can do better than that. What do y'all think of this?
I think...
Is Tyga salty?
Yeah, Tyga is definitely salty, but I don't think it was right for him to speak out and get it. That's like unethical.
What?
He's speaking out against your colleagues...
People so he should wait until he leaves and then...
Even, you kind of don't, you know, he could be blackballed because Nicki and Drake are like the hottest people in the game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that wasn't cool. So other people are not going to fuck with him because he, you know what I'm saying, putting business out and being a little bitch. You know, so I don't think that was a good thing for him to say, though.
But I mean, as a human, like, he has the right to say how he feels, you know? That's a Virgo in me. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I just think that he should be able to speak out on what's going on. Like, I mean, he did say Gold album had been done, my label holding me hostage so I can't release nothing. Like, if I'm an artist and I can't release anything, but everybody else is dropping, it's not like he can't make a hit, you know? True. I mean, Pass the Hookah was hot, even with Young Thug. So, I mean, it's not like... Because at first, I wasn't a big Tyga fan, honestly. But it took time to grow on him. And he has, like, you know, he rhymes. So, I would definitely feel salty.
I just look at it like, look at Young Money. Who's in Young Money?
It's a lot of them, actually. But
I mean, what's the other little twist? We little have twist. Not heard gotta, anything gotta. From him. And the other girl that raps, I don't even remember anybody else's name,
Chanel.
But Nicki, Chanel.
Yeah.
You know, so
Nicki, Drake, and Tyga. That's it. In Lil Wayne.
And, you know, it gets to a point where, you know, Tyga probably thought, like, hey, you know, I got all this big wave, and then y'all push me back again. like, I'm trying to
it's
put
like
my music out.
Yeah, I feel it.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, business-wise, I understand why Drake and Nicki, I mean, they're cash cows. Like, right. That takes a lot of focus. Of course, everything has to go to these productions because they're the sails of the ship.
Right.
They're going to get young money. And that's where Tyga has to look at it, too, though. Yeah, you know, you have to sit on the bench right now, but they're sailing your ship. Right. They're bringing fans to you. Like, do your own thing. But if he's going to do this independent, in 2014, I got to say, I totally support people going independent. I think it's the way to go. I feel like the number.
That's how you get your money back.
Yep. Yeah. YouTube is the best record company to be signed to, I feel.
No, it definitely is. And social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, social media definitely can sell.
So, smile, Tyga.
Tyga, it's okay.
It gets better. Moving on from that, Beyonce is being talked about once again. Annie Lennox, the diva herself, was caught speaking about feminism and the artists today, in which she spoke about Beyonce and claimed that twerking is not feminism. She wanted to say, the reason why I've commented is because I think that this overt sexuality thrust, literally, at particular audiences, when very often performers have a very, very young audience. I find it disturbing, and I think it's exploitative. It's troubling. I'm coming from a perspective of a woman that's had children. Now, an update is, Annie said that her comments were lost in translation. It came across as if I was slighting Beyonce, which was not the case, not the intention whatsoever. I commend her. I adore Beyonce. I think she is a sublime performer. I think there's no one who can touch her. Girl, you swept that one right under the mic.
Cleaned it up really good.
What do you guys think about this? Because I go through this in my own head. You know, I was just talking about it today. Iggy Azalea earlier, we spoke about how she feels she can use the N-word. And it's like, do we blame Iggy Azalea for that? Who's from a different country, who doesn't understand, you know, our country. And all she's listening to is Jay-Z, Kanye West. Oh, wait, they're using this word. So, like, that's what I think America is about. So, you know, and then with our generation, Beyonce, the top, most powerful people in entertainment are black females.
Right.
And Oprah ain't twerking, you know what I mean? Oprah's
Oprah's a whole different type of,
but Beyonce isn't. You know, Beyonce is up here, and I get why she's doing what she's doing.
It's the artist.
But at this point in age, do we have to hold these musicians responsible today in 2014? Do we have to hold them at different standards because they are the most powerful people in media?
I'm like on the fence with that. Sometimes yes, and sometimes no. Mm-hmm. But I do think like sexuality can be feminism, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, so, and Annie Lennox is telling Beyonce, you know, saying she's not a feminist or whatever she was saying, but twerking and being sexual and being sexy as a woman is empowering for women and, you know, can be feminism, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think Annie was kind of too deep.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, she took it all the way left.
And her being, you know, a veteran in the game, she's been in the game for like 100 years, she should know entertainment and she should know, like, the lines and how it work and what sells and what, you know, she should know better. Her of all people, Annie Lennox, you know?
What you thinking?
I feel kind of like the same way because, I mean, how can you be an artist and just be so plain Jane without being sexual, you know? Mm-hmm. Her outfits are leotards. Everything she sales is sex, but it's not like she's just like, here's my breasts, you know? I just think that Beyonce is a great artist, and I think she should continue what she's doing, but I think it's a fine line between, you know, going a little bit too overboard, because, like, I have cousins that look up to Beyonce, and of course, sometimes they're just twerking. I'm like, no, pick up a book.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because social media has it to where that if you take a picture and you have the flyest outfit on and you're twerking, that's what's popular. That's what's the end thing, and, you know, sometimes we need to steer it away from that and go back to the basics.
I should have just pulled it. I was on YouTube the other day, and, well, I wasn't, my friend was, and he pulls me and he goes, Jesse, you have to see this. It was someplace county fair. And so it is a room filled with people, like you got served, and it was just these little kids from the ages of like 6 to 13. And one at a time, they would get in the middle of the auditorium, and they would dance to a song. Mm-hmm. Now, all the songs were the most ratchet songs I've ever seen.
Like Left, Right, like Left, Right.
When I said, no, I mean, that I would have been okay with that song. I mean, this was like,
What songs?
Like Tip Drill.
Oh.
Like little 6-year-old girl, like popping one cheek, like, and yeah. everyone's going crazy, like an auditorium of people are like, yeah, like.
Now that's too much.
See, my little girl
and it went
is
off
allowed
like
to dance
20 minutes.
I don't have a kid, but when I do have a girl, I mean, I'm not going to be like, you can't dance, but I'm also going to be like, you can't pop your
okay.
on the damn floor either, you know?
This girl did a full out split and like,
oh, wow.
No. Booty slammed
it. She's
doing stuff that strippers are doing these days.
Right.
And then you have to think about it, all the music nowadays is about strippers, and people really look up to strippers nowadays.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to be a stripper.
Look at Neo's new video, Usher's new song, talking about, it's okay, girl, if you're a stripper. Like,
the evolution of Diamond.
You know,
Lisa Ray.
Oh, right, right.
We are in a world where we
I forgot about Diamond.
Aren't really putting strippers up on a pedestal.
Well, they're marrying them now.
I mean,
having babies.
A Drake.
Mom, did I do the wrong? Did I go out for the wrong job?
I'm sitting at this table and I should be on the table. The hell? All right. Next, moving on from this. So, Jaden Smith. I love this kid. I want to have a conversation with him. So, Jaden Smith released a song on Willow Smith's SoundCloud account. We heard it a few weeks back. Called Melancholy. It's weird. He got a lot of slack for it, so he went to Twitter, because that's what Jaden Smith does,
right.
And he said, "Dear everybody who can rap better than me, please show me." Okay, so here's how I look at that. Like, you were a little salty because people were hating on your music. Now, as an artist, you have to accept that people hate on your music. Mm-hmm. Now, by you saying, "Dear everybody who can rap better than me, please show me," I mean, you just dug yourself a hole, because there are plenty of people out there who will eat you alive. Now, see, I talk shit about the song, but I'm not a rapper, so I can't rap better than you, which is why I don't rap, mm-hmm. and I don't release
right.
songs on other people's SoundClouds, because I can't rap. So
well,
I wouldn't be telling other people to rap better than me, because I know they can rap better than me.
Well, everybody raps better than his dad, too, but nobody's complaining.
Hey, Will Smith won the first Grammy rapper.
Well, you know what? I love Will Smith. Don't get me wrong. But I'm not saying I would listen to his music every single day.
Oh, yeah.
No, you know, it just is what it is. I like Jaden.
I do love
he's
Will
adorable,
Smith's music, though.
And he's, you know, he's a star. So he's just doing what he wants to do.
Oh, he'll be good. He'll be fine. All right, let's get into some music, though.
Let's go.
Oh, God. Jesus. So I love the 90s, right?
Right.
I loved Onyx.
You gotta let him go, though.
After this video, I have to let y'all go. Like, when I tell you Sticky Fingers was gonna be my man in life.
What happened?
Girl, this video.
Oh.
This is Onyx, the realist. Check it out. Onyx, the realist.
He's angry.
Very angry. What y'all thinking?
It sounds like old, like from the
90s. Yeah, like it sounds like old music.
I'm not mad at it. It's just.
I'm mad at it.
Yeah, like you were going to come out, like this was supposed to be prove a point. Like,
yeah, that was not good. Sticky Fingers and what's the guy's name?
Fredro Starr.
I was about to call him Ohaji or something.
Didn't he like play in Moesha?
Yeah,
that's the only thing I remember. He needs to stick to acting.
No, he had that song from Save the Last Dance. I see your true colors.
I seen an interview with him and Charlemagne.
Yeah.
And he was real
was
mad
like,
at Charlemagne.
Ooh, this is
I feel
deep.
Like that's why he had the anger right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he's hostile.
It's like, y'all eating people in the subway. Like,
yeah, with domestic
people,
violence and gore in the video.
It had it had crackhead elements to it. I was like, Sticky Fingers looks a little skinny.
They look eating? Just angry.
All right.
They need to make a little more color.
Other than the red eyes,
creeping
Illuminati. That's what happens when people try to pretend that they're in the Illuminati. That's what the video looks like. All right, I Love McConan featuring Drake, Tuesday.
That's my shit.
Now this is my song. When the club going up in Miami. Hey, this was the song.
He's getting it in.
Yes. So I ain't mad at it at all. I don't even care what the video look like.
Got the club going up. On the Tuesday, got your girl.
His voice is like tight. You can't see him, but his voice is good.
It's like a mellow, like, you know, one of those little you could cruise. Miami Beach, you know? Yeah. Or just Malibu and just be like, hey.
Right.
On the Tuesday, got your
and it's different.
Right.
I like that.
Tuesday, club going up. On a Tuesday, got your girl in the cut of sheet Tuesday.
Squad going up. Nobody flipping packs now. I just did 3 in a row. Them shows is back to back to back now. Put the world on a sound. You know, party in the weekend. Ain't got no motherfucking time. The party on the weekend. Tell Jello bring the juice. We about to get lit.
I Love McConan featuring Drake, Tuesday. I like the video.
I mean,
cool club video.
I thought it was dope.
It's a great song in the club, I could tell you that for sure.
And watching it though now, after hearing the whole Tyga comments, like, I just want to know, Tyga, I just want to know, why is Drake fake? Why do you think Drake is fake? Why do you guys think Tyga thinks Drake's fake?
Because the industry is fake.
Yeah.
True. A lot of people in the industry just thinks it's supposed to be one way, and just everybody wants to fit in. Everybody wants to be the hottest person, and I think a lot of people don't know how to just be real.
Do you think, like, music-wise, what Drake delivers is authentic to Drake?
It's good music. Like, I don't care what the... Like, Rihanna, you listen to it with a different ear. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, Rihanna can't sing, but she makes good music. That's what Drake. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, who cares if it's authentic or not? He was on fucking Degrassi High.
Right.
A child star. He grew with a pool in his backyard. So, you know. But I think Drake's success is that he's not from the streets. And he's not talking about killing niggas and...
Yep.
Shooting people every 5 seconds.
I think that has a lot to do with his success because it's different. Like Kanye West kind of got like the same.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But nobody cares if it's authentic or not. Then Tyga is from L.A., so he should know firsthand how the industry work. You know what I'm saying? He from L.A., he should know it's fake, and he should know that, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of shady.
He's probably just sensitive.
Yeah.
Like, you know what?
He's in his bag right now.
He's in his bag.
Little cancer. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Moving on from that. My shit. Right.
Yes.
Here.
This is my boy, too.
Bobby Brackens. Yes. Bobby. What up, Bobby? All right. Bobby Brackens featuring Mila J and G-Eazy. And before we watch this, can I just say, Mila J.
My baby mama.
Now, beautiful. I love Miss Ike, but Mila J, y'all.
She dope.
I think she about to pop a little harder than Janae.
Yeah, because she do everything. Janae makes...
Awesome music.
Awesome music, but you have to be in the mood for it. And Mila J could pop it, twerk it.
She said, whatever box you in, I'm going to make it hot. Right, and here's the music video for Hot Box.
They're from L.A. too, so I'll fuck them.
Just Bobby always got some a whole bunch of white girls in his video.
Bobby love white girls. Sound like a mustard beat.
Yep, 2-1. I was gonna be like,
but it's not.
It's not. It's not. Okay.
Took it to the East Coast where Brooklyn at. And we chillin' on the West where Oakland at. Young niggas be riding and we smoking at. Anywhere that we feel, bro, we holding at. Can't sit still, bro, yeah, we rolling at. Ooh, we findin' on damn for real. Foggy from the window to the wall to the ceiling. Know I'm a size, but I'm about to make a killing. Stay mobbing, is you with it? You talk it, bro, but we live it. Girlfriend wanna visit. Papa chose up when I lit it.
Bobby Brackens, Mila J, Hotbox. Liking the video?
That was hard.
Yeah, I like the video and I like the beat and it got me rocking. I haven't heard that song, so it had me going.
The video gives me a little Fiona Apple, Criminal mixed with
Sleep to Dream and
Lady Gaga, Just Dance.
Oh, yeah.
Like those two videos.
Probably have the same director.
Yeah, it was a really dope feel.
Yeah, that was dope.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
I'm just glad because, like I said, you know, I love the age that we're in because YouTube gives, you know, power to people who it's hard to get that power with, you know, someone behind you. And Bobby Brackens, I feel like he's just been in this game and
for a
genuine,
long time.
You know, nice
guy. Yes.
He deserves, you know, a hit like this. And
game.
Same with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about her name like a long time ago, but I, you know. Yeah.
I couldn't believe that she's sisters with Janae, right?
Yeah, she's sisters.
Her older
sister.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, they've been in the game. Mm-hmm. They've both been in the game. Like
since
whole
back in B2K days,
I remember Janae from B2K days.
And they both
days.
Just started popping off. They both popped off kind of at the same time, too. So it's dope to see them. They're both from, they're from L.A., so they're all from L.A.
Okay, shout God's out to them.
Yeah. God's blessing your time, y'all. Y'all
yeah, it's
take
all
that.
About timing. Mm-hmm. Patience is the key. Okay.
Now, Camila, before we get into the six mix, you were at the Revolt Experience?
Yes.
What was that like?
Because
this was
amazing.
The first one.
Yes.
So, like, tell us about what your experience, what you do,
it was
who
fun.
You seen.
I saw a lot of people. One person I was excited to see was Birdman. Mm. I got to see Birdman. I hung out with Flo and everybody on the yacht, and we saw Jeremiah performed.
Love him.
Neo performed. It was a really great, like, experience. You know, Puff Daddy was there in the building. We went to Club Dream, Club Live on Sunday, you know?
So Revolt's going to hold up to its name.
I think Revolt is going to definitely hold up to its name. It was a great festival, and I think it'll probably have more people as time comes. Comes, you know, like next year. Mm-hmm. I just think it was a really great experience. I really don't go to festivals, so I think it was nice for me to just be there.
And I saw on your Instagram you had posted some pictures and you had some cornrows and you was looking like you was like in a music video or something. What was this for?
Well, that was for the YG short film. He's going to be coming out with the My Crazy Life, and I'm playing Shay Shay, a ghetto girl. So just check that out. I don't know exactly when I'm going to release, but it should be fun. It was very fun filming and I had a good time, and YG, shout out to him and everything that he's doing.
They seem like a fun camp to be
they
on.
Are fun. They are really fun. And when we're talking about authentic, those guys
it's
are
some real,
real
niggas from the street.
From the streets. They don't, you know. I mean, it's fun, you know. So.
All right. Well, let's get into the six mix. I'm excited about this because the first song, now I know Fergie had came out with her song.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my other main bitch, Gwen
with Stefani. That's
this
my bitch
right here.
It's like
you know
2006
I mean?
All over again. Gwen and Fergie back out.
Yep.
So that's dope.
And it gives me, what was the first single Gwen ever had? What Are You Waiting For? An element of that.
Yeah.
Also, the music video came out for it, which is like very like Wizard of Oz, which is interesting because her first single of her first album was Alice in Wonderland theme.
Oh, it was pretty dope.
Interesting. Sorry, I just read into things. But I had to put this on for the first one because I've been jamming to it nonstop. It's Gwen Stefani, Baby Don't Lie. I do the Beyonce grown woman choreography for this. Gwen Stefani, Baby Don't Lie. What y'all thinking?
I thought it was dope when I first heard it. I was like, she's trying to sound like Rihanna. But then I thought about it. I said, Gwen's been out since
right, exactly. You kind of forget.
Gwen
you're like, wait.
Gwen invented Rihanna.
But literally.
I fuck with it, though. I like Gwen. She's from L.A., Orange County, so...
It's just, she's hot, she bring that heat every time. Yeah. I love her.
And I love that she always gives like a little bit of an island sound ever since, you know.
No Doubt.
No Doubt days. You know, they really had that experience in Jamaica and she's really took it. It sounds, like I said, authentic. All right. Y'all ever heard of this girl, Lion Babe?
No.
Okay, so she sang a cover of an Adele song, and I thought this bitch was crazy, and this is what she was wearing in the video. But she released this song with Childish Gambino called High, and it's really dope. She reminds me of, like, Erykah Badu, mm-hmm. Chrisette Michelle. So this is Lion Babe featuring Childish Gambino, High. Lion Babe featuring Childish Gambino, High. What y'all thinking?
I like that.
It was dope.
A nice chill sound.
Yeah, like Erykah Badu-ish.
It sounds like Erykah Badu. Yeah.
And didn't Erica have a song called Jump So High?
She has a million songs.
No, I know. It was Lil Wayne. And it sounds kind of similar to that.
It was on a New America.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that song. I remember the title, but I remember the song.
I like her name, too.
Lion Babe. And it brings you that just her sound and the voice brings you to a nostalgic place. I like that. All right, here's my other ish. I just be at the gym. I get like psycho and I listen to like one song over and over and over and over. And it's been between this one and Gwen Stefani nonstop. And this is Far East Movement, Level Palm Trees. It's sexy. It's fun. It's just edible.
Ooh. I'm a weakness for like beats.
Right?
Yeah, me too.
Here we go.
King on my sidewalk, chilling like a true lord. Dreaming of the hills, what you fucking up my view for? Mopping up the floors out the Cape Town liquor store. But we ain't chasing nothing off Baywatch. Only roll with real bitches.
Far East Movement, Level Palm Trees. Liking it?
It was dope. I like the Asian dudes who rap.
Yeah. Camille, you liking it?
I like it. I'm all still in the moment.
Chilling with it.
All this music is sounding like I could just ride down with my sunroof hanging. Yeah, PCH. Yeah.
That's why we call it the Six Mix, y'all.
Level with the trees.
On so many levels.
On so many levels.
All right, we got to show love to this guy, Diggy Simmons.
He's
new song,
still rocking
Honestly.
Up.
Yeah, he'd be putting out little. I don't want to call him bangers.
I'm surprised the girls don't just flock over him like crazy. You know?
Yeah, I don't know why he hasn't popped.
He looked like a stud.
Oh, I like a girl guy.
Yeah.
He would actually be, him and Ariana Grande would be an amazing, they would be adorable together because they look like little kids.
Yeah,
Ariana Grande.
I support that. So here's Diggy Simmons, Honestly. He look like a lesbian.
It can get stressful, this life in the tiny. Sometimes I be going through things, can't explain it. You gave me a picture of you when I framed it. And all of my niggas be playing the claiming. Let me go and vent. You need to feel this is straight out the chest. I be on tour buses dealing with mess. Sometimes I feel like I'm less than my best, but you make me better. Yes. And honestly, the road can get cold. Sometimes I need something I can hold. What I'm really trying to say is sometimes I need honest. I ain't talking 24/7, just when a nigga start itch, and only when I wanna feel better, I need you.
Diggy Simmons, Honestly.
I thought it was dope. He's like a mini Drake, and he keeps up. Like, I seen the improvement in his music from the first time he came out to like now.
Yep.
He's dope. He's gonna be around for a while.
Yep. I think right now, you know, we're so used to what we see, what we saw on reality television.
Right.
It's hard to get accustomed to this Diggy. So right now, I feel like he's just working that muscle.
Stay in it, Diggy.
Because,
I mean,
his dad is.
That's all I was going to say.
You know what I'm saying?
His dad is a legend.
You know, so.
You good.
Right. You're good. I'm sure you could get a feature with anybody if you wanted to.
Literally, yeah.
That's probably somebody that just really loves to do music. You know how it doesn't care?
Because he doesn't need the money.
Exactly. It's like you don't need the money. You just love to do music.
I would love to see, like, I really wonder what JoJo feels. Because it wasn't like JoJo, I'm trying to remember the show, but
JoJo was trying to be a rapper,
right? He was, like, the one to be like, yo, this is my thing. Like, Diggy, you can't come in here.
I was not taking him serious at all. I am so sorry. Like, no.
They didn't even take him serious.
JoJo's like the Rob the Rob Kardashian. Like, just go have a sock on, JoJo.
You know, just, you know, go have a mocha tea.
Go make socks. All right, so like we talk about, you know, Snoop Dogg says, you know, music in 2014 always got to make you do this. So, you know, on the six mix, I had to put a song that make you do this.
Oh, and Meek Mill.
Ooh, Meek Mill and Lil Boosie murdered this song. I'm obsessed.
It's Boosie.
Boosie. Yeah. Lil Boosie.
It's Boosie.
It's called Fuck You Mean.
Meek Mill make you do that though.
He really does.
I spend a thousand on these
jeans,
boy.
Make you
so much money, got it busting out the scenes, boy.
You
got my old bitch, took my new bitch out your dreams.
He's a really good workout music too. Makes you lift an extra 10 pounds. I spend a thousand on these fucking jeans, boy. So much money, got it busting out the scenes, boy. You got my old bitch, took my new bitch out your dreams, boy. What the fuck you mean, boy? Nigga, fuck you mean. Nigga, fuck you mean. Nigga, fuck you mean. What the fuck you mean?
Please tell him what the fuck you mean.
I feel like he's shaking a bitch.
Right.
Same hoe said I couldn't get it, try and kick it. Ball main dinner, spent a thousand on a ticket. Trapping out the band, no money, knocking like who is it? Think that Benji at the door.
Meek Mill, Lil Boosie, fuck mean.
That was hard.
I like it.
Meek Mill about to come home too, so this will be buzzing when he get out.
I can't wait to be in a club and hear that.
Yes,
song.
Lil Boosie, they go crazy on him. My cousins from the south is like Lil Boosie, Lil Boosie, they go crazy.
That's Jesus Christ on the mic.
Okay. last song, Danity Kane. Now, even though Danity Kane done broke up, got together, broke up, done kicked a girl out the group, they photoshopped the three of them together for an album cover because they're going to release DK3 and somehow that's going to work. So, the song is called All in a Day's Work and, I mean, it's cute. I think they hit it. Let's take a listen.
Just close the door. All energy's work. Damn, I'm so sure. All energy's work. I made a man wipe up your mouth. Catch a man, put you down next. Once or twice, I'm still a badass bitch.
What you doing?
Danity Kane, All in a Day's Work. What are you guys thinking?
It was dope.
I don't know.
I'm on the fence.
It's all right. I mean, I could work out to it.
It's better live. Like, when you see them live.
Yeah, because they're a good performers, so I would probably have to see them live for this.
To me, it's just like Lemonade.
It reminds me of Beyonce for some reason. One of her little, like how they it goes up and then drops in tune.
No, work it out. Come on, work it out now.
I don't know if I got that vibe.
No?
That.
No, not that song. It's another one.
A-Marie, they gave me A-Marie a little
it's
bit.
It's like, da-na-na-na-na. I don't know. It just gave me a little Beyonce feel, but not working all the way for me.
Yeah. It just sounds kind of pop.
But I like them as a group.
Pieced together and popped.
They could all sing. They're very talented girls.
Yeah.
Too bad they didn't work it out.
Not the follow-up to Lemonade. Not the follow-up to Lemonade.
Why do they keep breaking up?
Girl, because it's four girls trying to make it, and they like were forced together. House. You know what I mean? Right.
Never works.
Right. Well, Camila, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you, where they can see you, and all that you got going on.
Well, you can find me right now on my show, BGC Redemption 13, every Tuesday at 9 p.m. on Oxygen Network. And you also can see me on my Instagram if you like to look at my pictures. Mm-hmm. I am Camila. I mean, wait, the real Camila P. And Twitter is I am Camila P.
And we said that you're going to be featured in the YG My Crazy Life.
Oh, yes. I'm going to be featured in the YG My Crazy Life short film. I can't wait to see myself.
We're going
to
play that
in
here.
I'm going to be a ghetto Shay Shay. You know how like on Friday she like.
Her braids got red tips.
Yeah, they are. Seriously, it's not a joke.
She whip her hair back and forth. Sean, where can everyone follow you?
I'm Sean Allen _ on Twitter and Instagram.
There you guys go. And you guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. And also make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter and Instagram. And also on Instagram, follow us at The Beat TV. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.